Welcome to the Krigler Show, everybody. How you doing? I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, a wonderful week so far. It's Tuesday, and you know, things are happening. The audit is coming out this week. That's right, on Friday. We're going to be talking about some of the stuff that's going on. Today, I have with me the great Chandler Crump. How you doing, man? Good to see you on the show again.
What's going on, everybody? How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing well. Before we get into it, I just want to ask if the sound is good, everybody. Montana, I know anybody in any of my mods can just let me know if the sound is good. I'll just be looking. Just tag me so I can know, because I don't know a StreamYard. I think it's good. I tried to adjust it as I did yesterday. I was having some issues. So, but anyway, Chandler, welcome back to the show. Chandler actually just came out with a new album. You just dropped it last Friday, right? Tell us about it.
Yeah. Last Friday, it's called Dark Winter, which may sound a little familiar to you guys because it was actually something Biden said in December. He said, there's a need for bold action when it comes to this pandemic. We're still facing a very dark winter. And when I heard that was a little under a year ago. I heard that and I was like, that's insane. I
mean, that's my new album.
I said that because, you know, back then it went through a few different names. At one point, I was going to call it like MAGA World, but then just the way things
MAGA
changed.
World.
Yeah, MAGA World, WRLD. Yeah. But like seeing the way society changed and seeing how he was even able to drain hope from me. And I'm a naturally hopeful person. The whole reason I'm in this whole politics game is so that I can provide hope to people. But seeing the things he did and the way our nation's culture changed, it made me sad. So I wanted to remodel my creativity to match what I believed was a more melancholy state of our nation, but show that there is something that we can do. The first track on there is called Hero Generation. And in that track,
It's a good track.
It was a rousing, at the beginning, a rousing speech of mine where it's like, we're all here. We're all going to march for what we believe. And it was from a speech I gave in Washington, D.C. So, I mean, it all comes together. It all culminates in the idea that we have to fight if we want to get out of this dark winter.
Even though we have the power of that 16-year-old Chandler Crump dropping bombs on people.
Lyrical bombs.
Thank you. Lyrical bombs. That's what I was trying to go for. That's great. I mean, hopefully they don't ban it. I mean, Bryson got banned from Spotify. Yeah. Did he get hit from Apple Music as well?
No, his song was only kicked off of Spotify. However, I do have some unfortunate news for you. A friend of mine, DC Capital, who's actually featured on one of the songs of the project, Two Genders, and we'll leave
it at that.
But he said some things in this that I believe actually caused him to be kicked off of Apple Music, because he released an album actually 1 year prior to mine, which is a weird coincidence, September 17th, 2020.
Go ahead, finish.
Called The MAGA Rapper. Oh. And on this, he had a few songs in all of them. And I mean,
okay, so wait,
album.
But they've been on for a year.
Yeah.
And you just released your album and his album got banned
for stuff he
said on your album.
Now, that's the thing. We can neither confirm nor deny that to be true. But it's a weird coincidence that we drop a song.
Yeah.
Where he says some things and then they go back and take it off.
He snaps. You posted a lyric, lyric video of that. And I was just like, oh, dang. Like, you guys are rather spicy. I told Chandler, I'm like, hey, man, like, the music's good. I'm not to say that, you know, it's surprising that you're a good musician. I just, you know, I was like, it was a pleasant thing. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is dope. But the words, I can't play them for you guys. I can't play the music for you guys because I have gotten strikes for the stuff that they're spitting on his stuff. Where can people find your stuff?
Yeah, so you can find the album. It's called Dark Winter, spelled out as it is, on all streaming services. So for now, it's on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your music, you can get it. And also, we were actually able to get onto the charts now.
We
peaked at iTunes hip hop at number 46 in the whole world.
That's huge, dude.
Yes. And it 46 might not sound like a big number, but this is a really popular time. My album dropped on the exact same day Lil Nas X dropped his album, and a ton of other people dropped singles and albums, and we were competing with them, and we were actually competitive because we were beating out plenty of these rappers who have had albums out and who dropped singles. We were beating them out. This culture is insane. And
freedom music.
Yeah, that's what we call it, freedom music. And it's, you know, there's a whole, I mean, Bryson is launching a whole radio station of freedom music, 24 hours long, a playlist of hundreds, thousands of songs, I bet.
Is it going to be only in the East Coast area, or?
Oh, like... no, it's an internet radio station. So you know how like there's the chill lo-fi stations where you like listen on YouTube.
Yeah.
Some of your younger followers might know a bit more about that, but he's going to start one of those with Freedom Music, and I don't think necessarily only hip hop, but like Freedom Country, Freedom Rock. There's a lot of different genres of it that stand up against the mob and what they believe in, and stand up for traditional conservative values. It's called Conservative Christian Clean, and I don't think it needs to be Christian necessarily, but it needs to be clean, needs to be conservative, needs to be something that we can all listen to and play with our children.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, having some that's why I try not to swear on my show, you know, just in case there's kids out there. You know, I want anyone to be able to just listen to the show and not have to worry about hearing swears or anything. So that's cool. I like it. Clean. And freedom.
My album has zero curses in it, zero sexual references. I mean, the closest thing we get to it is discussing how children are depressed because of the lockdowns and stuff. And I won't jump too far into that out of fear of what YouTube could possibly.
Well, we're gonna talk about the lockdowns in a little bit, because the worldwide protests that are going on. I mean, it's global. We'll get into that. I don't want to jump ahead because I want to stay on the music. How long have you been making music?
That's a difficult one. So, I guess you could count my beginning was in 2019. You remember the MAGA challenge with Bryson Gray?
Vaguely, because I wasn't really paying attention to the internet in 2019.
So he released a challenge, and Trump actually retweeted it. That was what made it big. And so he retweeted it. And of course, there was, you know, Saturday Night Live played some videos of it, but they refused to play any black people. That was a funny thing. They played some of the white people and some of the older people who made versions of it. But the whole thing was that you could drop your own verse on it. And so I actually released one myself, and it was a fun time. And I guess from there, I didn't do a whole lot. I was featured on Bryson's album, his very first one, a track called Pro Life, Pro God, Pro Trump.
Nice.
But, you know, from there on, I was just kind of like experimenting, really. I wasn't really too focused on it. But I guess in 2020, I just became a lot more inspired to express myself in more ways than just speeches, and more ways than just videos and stuff. I was like, I need to get into more avenues. And so that's why I started making singles. And so I put my first one out in March called To the Moon. And then I put one out called, I won't say the title, but it's on my shirt, so you can read it there. We won't jump too far into that, but this shirt's available for purchase on my website as well. cool. But you know,
What's your website? I'll put it on the description.
Yeah, you should be able to check it out at chandlercrump.com. We're currently performing maintenance on it so that everything works a little bit better, but you can find all my stuff there as well. And also on there, we'll be listing our CDs for Dark Winter, because I know a lot of people like having physical copies of different, you know, means of what they appreciate in music. And so CDs, things like that, it's all coming very soon. But I guess that was just my journey. I felt a lot more inspired by my family, by my friends, and by the movement, people I met in the field that were like, Chandler, you know, we love what you do. We want to see more from you. What else do you have to offer? And so I wanted to offer more. And one of my biggest dreams is to be able to perform my music at an event and see, you know, smiling faces, see people rapping my lyrics along with me, see people singing along with me. Because I don't just rap. I should make that clear. I sing as well. There's a few tracks on this album where I sing, and in, you know, projects I'm working on, and we'll keep that on the down low. But we're going to be singing a lot more. We're going to be connecting with souls.
Nice. Have you done any live events where you're rapping out on stage?
That's actually a funny thing. I've done quite a few, believe it or not. And this is before I even released any music of my own. In Black Leadership Summit in 2019, Bryson Gray and I actually performed our verses from the MAGA Challenge. And then at an event at Amp Fest, we actually performed Pro Life, Pro God, Pro Trump. We performed it at Student Action Summit by TPUSA. We performed that song a few times. And so I've done a few performances, but I'm really excited to perform my own stuff because it's going to be great.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with it all. You know, the album, you guys should check it out. It's called Dark Winter. Can they listen to it on YouTube? Is it up?
It's all available on YouTube. And we've actually been releasing lyric videos. We've got three out so far, and we're going to keep making more.
Cool.
That feature my collaborations. In fact, I've collaborated with Bryson. He's on track number two, Masked Up.
Awesome.
I've collaborated with all these people. Lyric videos are out. You can just find them searching for my channel. It's just Chandler Crump. There's also the actual audios as well. So all that's available there. Yep.
It's my name down. It's in the description below, actually. Better. So you can just click it if you want to follow him. I got his Twitter feed. You can catch him on YouTube also. I think I have your Twitch channel as well down there, which is similar. I don't have your Rumble, but I'm pretty sure they can find you, just Chandler Crump. And then, of course, I just added your website down below. Definitely check out Chandler and his stuff. I'm sure he's going to be blowing up in the future.
Unfortunately, though, we're currently in YouTube jail because, well, things go crazy for me.
Wait, what happened now? What? You're in jail? So, you got a strike?
Yep. And I'll try to be as careful as I can with it. But yesterday, Project Veritas released a video. I did a live stream covering it and talking about what was happening. And it was a great stream for me. We actually broke records. We had 400 people watching concurrently, which it's big for me because I'm not a massive channel.
No, that's huge.
Like that.
Yeah, 400 people is a lot.
We had like 100 people watching over on Rumble, too. So it was great. But after YouTube, you know, after a few hours of it being there, they reviewed it and they're like, this is medical misinformation, even though it was a literal person who's employed by Health and Human Services.
Did they take down Project Veritas's video?
I didn't even watch it on YouTube. I don't even know if it's on YouTube. I'll have to check on that. But I know
I watched it on YouTube. I'm not sure if it's still there or not. But if they took your video down of that, then or were you commenting on it? Were you like adding to it?
I was commentating a little bit, but it was majority of it was just reviewing it, really.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For those who don't know, Project Veritas dropped a huge expose yesterday with a whistleblower from inside the federal government, a federal government employee exposing some stuff that I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
Please go to Project Veritas and check it out because it is very, it's not surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. It's not even surprising. And, you know, I don't blame all of the protests that are going on. And we're going to, you know, let's just dive into these protests.
Yeah.
Right now, there are protests going on across the entire planet. Every single country. I mean, okay, maybe not China because they already figured out how to keep their citizens on lockdown. I've got all sorts of. Let me just move this over so we can talk about this. All right, look at this. All right, first, this is from July 25th. So this has been going on for quite some time. So this is a little over, a couple months old now. That's how long this stuff has been going on. These pictures are, this is they're kind of squeezed. All right. But this is Australia, Milan, London, and France. Like, look at all these people. This is an insane amount of look at this. This is Australia.
Like they're there for a concert.
I know, but they're, and it gets crazy. All right, now I'm going to show you all these videos that I've gathered. I've been tweeting them out. Every time I find them, I'm like, look, people are rising up. And I just want you guys to see this stuff because this is nuts. First, I'm going to bring us over to Australia. Actually, you know what? Let me remove this so that I can give you guys the sound. All right, I want you guys to hear this. This is nuts. All right.
This is a police public order warning.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Leave now or force may be used. No further warnings will be given.
They're giving them warnings. Listen to that.
Wow.
This is Australia right now. They are rising up and they are pissed off. This is a little closer.
Yeah, I saw this one.
They're screaming every day. Thousands and thousands of Australians are finally fed up with being told they can't do anything. That if they do anything, I mean, they broke a 70-year-old woman's hip and sprayed her with bear spray while she's on the ground. It's insane. Now people are like, oh, you don't back the blue anymore. Look, I back the police officers that abide by the constitutions.
Yep.
By that
you
are not
oath keepers. Oath keeper police officers that
exactly
keep their oath that they swear.
From what I've come to gather from the people I know who are actual police officers, they can't stand these kind of people. In fact, we're seeing different sheriff's office and police departments that are just resigning en masse.
Yeah.
Just like, we're not going to support this. We're no longer going to be police officers. And it's like, I mean, that sucks because we need police officers. I believe that 100%. But we don't need these authoritarian thugs that are doing what they the government wants them to do and beating up old people and stopping people from rightfully protesting against these mandates, which are unconstitutional.
You know, this is the stuff we read about in history books in middle school, the cautionary tales about what happened in the past and what we need to do in the future to fight against it. This was just a couple of years ago for me.
Yep.
And now it's reality. Imagine how shell shocking that is to see these videos of other countries. And I've said this many times before, what starts in other countries is going to make its way to America. It's the beginning of what's mm-hmm. happening in Australia or France, or like you said, I don't even know about Milan and what was the other yep. nation? There was a fourth one.
I don't even know here. Let me go back. Hold on. It's
one of those
France, European London, nations. Milan, Austria, Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, all these hold on. Places. I got more. Here's Canada. Look at this.
Not more.
This, yeah. Oh, so many more. God. Look, this is Canada.
Wow.
Look at them all. All the way down. Look at that. Yep. All the way down.
And yet they have us focused on whips at the border right now. That's what they have. That's what the story's about.
God, whips on the board. Look, here's Quebec.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah.
That's Quebec. I got more, man. I got more. Hold on. Here's New York.
Yep, and I've heard about this one.
Here's New York. New Yorkers marching against the vaccine. Oh, I don't know what's going on with my computer.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep, sorry. I don't know what's... Yeah. My computer's like, I can't handle this. I can't handle it. Look at this. This one's beautiful, dude. This is Romania.
Yep, Romania.
Look at that.
That'll do it.
Look at that.
They fly their flag with pride.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, when in America, when we have protests at this scale, we're burning our own flag. This should show you. It should be a wake up call to us as Americans that we've begun to march for the wrong causes. Now, seeing that group of people in New York is amazing. I actually have a friend out there named DVS. He also makes music, believe it or not, and nice. He has a song called "Not Gonna Take It." Now, what is he not gonna take? We don't need to get into that. But right. He had the whole crowd cheering. Okay, well, I don't know if I can say the brands, but it had the brands of the what they're not going to take in there. Yeah. I'm not gonna take it. No, I don't care who says to take it. My body, my choice. That's what you told us before. They were cheering that en masse.
That's awesome.
That's his song. It's a movement. And so we need to get out there. We need to stand stronger and use these other nations as an example. And when the cops start acting like they are in Australia, that's when we need to fight even harder. I mean, I was just talking about it in my show yesterday, the widespread protesting that we saw. And we saw that they were pushing the police back. The police were standing in line. But when the people begin to outnumber the police, which happens very quickly, and they have that strength and will and grit in their heart and soul to fight, they will fight and they will win.
Look at this. This is the Netherlands. I don't know if you saw this one. Is it going to play for me?
Yeah, I didn't see this one, but
I mean, these guys are straight up dancing in the streets, man.
It's a culture.
Yo, it's crazy that like my internet somehow stopped working now. I don't know if someone's saying his chat broken. Yeah, this I'm not sure if it's YouTube or what's going on right now, because I don't feel like I feel like my internet here is actually really good. It seems pretty smooth. I mean, I hear you really smooth.
Yeah.
But I mean, the point of it all is that this is going on everywhere. And you made a good point. You know, it's like there's way more of us than there are of them. When we realize that, when people realize, like, you know, there's all these videos now of people going into stores unmasked together with no masks, just going, we're just going to go in and try to. I saw one with a Trader Joe's, and these people freak out, man. They're freaking out, like, get out, get out, getting in their face, like ridiculously
pulling their mask down to scream at you to put your mask on.
No, they're not pulling their mask down. But, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's like, you know, what I don't understand is, isn't it, you know, my body, my choice, right? Isn't that like what they do? And like, well, they're getting, you know, they're dying. And it's like, isn't that their right? I mean, look, I just want to reiterate multiple times over and over again, just to be sure, I am not a medical doctor. I am not giving any medical advice. Do what's best for you. Do what's best or whatever your doctor says. But isn't it people's right to choose whether or not they want to risk it or not? You know, I took a flight. I was out in Sweden to hang out with my wife's family over the summer. And I flew when we flew there. you have to prove that you, whether or not you have it or not, right? Or, you know, prove that you are negative. And I did. So I took a, you know, a COVID test just to make sure that, to prove to them that I was negative. And I, as I was boarding, they did it with everyone. So every single person that was getting on this plane had to prove that they didn't have it, right? And I was like, you know, whatever, I proved it, you know. So then I'm realizing, I'm like, oh, wait, that's everyone. Why are we being forced to wear masks anyway? If we're all, we've all proven that we don't have it, we're not. Why are we wearing masks again? I'm just asking a question. All right, YouTube, this is just a question. I'm not saying anything other than just, I'm just curious because, you know, when I got sat down and they started serving food and drinks, I proceeded to see everyone take their masks off for a good 30, 40 minutes while everyone was eating and snacking and drinking.
That's COVID's nap time. We don't worry about that.
Oh, right, right. The nap time. But it's really just confusing because I don't understand why I had to continue wearing the mask if we already proved that none of us had it. So it's just crazy. And I think all these people around the globe are seeing this and going, enough is enough, man. Enough is enough. When are we going to be able to just live our lives again? Never.
I mean, it's a sad right? question, especially when you think about the teenagers and I play this video over and over again of a restaurant where they were kicking somebody out for not presenting a card of a certain very
in New York.
Yes, in New York. And yeah. I've played this video a few times now because it's been relevant over and over again. And I always get choked up because in the background, I hear the guy who's recording it. There's a little girl with him. I think it's his daughter. It might be a little sister. I'm not quite sure. But it's a young girl with him. And she said in her little sweet voice, "What's a card?" And I was just like, oh, man. It screwed me up inside because I'm like, the children, this is all they'll ever know. Because you got to keep in mind, you don't start forming memories until you're like 4 or 5. There are a lot of children that are 4 or 5 right now, and they're coming of age. Their very first core memories are seeing people in masks, being kicked out of restaurants for not having certain cards, not being able to board a flight without not being able to breathe. I mean, it's just all sorts of madness, and you have to wonder how is this going to affect them in the future? I mean, just like with other various things that are happening in this period of time. We don't know. It's only been around for a year. We don't know what it's going to do in the future. And so it's very scary to imagine how this is going to affect
our kids. Can't even say that. I just want to say, YouTube, we are not medical professionals. Chandler does not know what he's talking about as far as anything to do with that. You can't even say that, dude. What you just said. You can't even say that because that got me in trouble. That is why I got my last strike. All right. So just to reiterate, we are both not medical professionals. We don't know anything about what the effects of the jab will do. I'm serious. That's why I got my last strike because
we live in a security state.
I was quoting Mark Zuckerberg. All right. And he's the one who said what you just said. And I got a strike for it. I wasn't even saying it myself. I'm sorry. I have to be very protective of my channel because this, I am on my own and this is how I'm paying for my house, you know,
bought
a
nation.
House.
So. This is about me. I'm coming of age in this nation where I can't even go on the internet and say what's on my dang mind because I'm scared that big tech, I'm scared that the government's going to come knocking on my door talking about medical misinformation. I don't want to live like this, man. I'm sick and tired of having to censor myself or be careful about what I say around certain people because there's a bunch of sissies that run these companies, a bunch of sissies that sit in the seat of power in this government and tell me, Chandler, you can't say that because that is dangerous for other people to hear. We are scared that you are going to make other people upset about what you are saying. We are scared that you're going to spread misinformation and you're going to get people hurt. I don't care what you say. We have a constitution that stands strong in this nation that is supposed to endow me with rights and protect the rights that were endowed with me by my creator, that I can say and believe and do what I want.
You're right, Chandler. You're right. I mean, and that anger is justified. And that's why these people are raging right now, because of that exact reason. I mean, I am using this platform, which is free to use. And the laws that are currently in place, Section 230, that basically lets them do whatever they want to do. Those laws need to be reformed so that we do have an internet bill of rights, that we are protected with what we say online, because we should be, you know, there's a difference between hate speech and speech that you hate. Shout out to Tom McDonald, you know, because But he's right. That line, I'm like, man, every time I hear that, I'm like, yes, because that's what people are doing right now. They're banning speech that they don't like. You know, truth doesn't need censorship. All right. And neither does opinions. Nothing should be censored. How do you know what hate speech is? How do you know what someone being a terrible person, you know, how do you know? You know, hey, look, we should talk about it. Hey, look, that person, what he's saying, that should be frowned upon. We should all frown upon that, but not stop them from talking, because then where's the comparison? You know, like, we got to learn from history. We got to learn from that actual hate speech, because there is, as I said, there's a difference between hate speech and speech that you hate. But there is something that there is hate speech. Yes, but we should be aware of what it is instead of just getting rid of it completely and letting them go somewhere else to brew and get more angry and become extremists. Like they're talking about extremists, but it's like, they're the ones creating these extremists, you know?
That's one of the values I'm most proud of, that I'm a free speech absolutist, because I can look at plenty of things that plenty of people say and say, you know, I disagree with that. I don't really like you saying that. But I'm not gonna shut them up. I'm gonna let them say what they want to say, because I would want the exact same thing myself. Because I know there's plenty of people that hear the things I say and say, Chandler, you're wrong for this reason, Chandler. I dislike what you're saying here, Chandler. You know, I think what you're saying is possibly harmful. But I'd want them to say, all right, well, even through all that, go ahead and keep talking. I'll just tune you out, or I'll walk away. But I'm not gonna make the police come and take you away. I'm not gonna make them shut down your phone. I'm not gonna make them kick your album off of streaming services. I want that right.
And then we have this kind of crap. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just nonstop. San Francisco mayor defends criticism after video catches her dancing maskless at a nightclub. That's right. Mayor London Breed was doing damage control Friday after being caught on video dancing without a mask during a night out at a San Francisco club. Some are accusing the mayor of breaking her own strict rules on masking. Whoa, accusing her? No. She absolutely was breaking her own rules on it. And why is my internet not working?
And this girl claimed that she was overcome by the spirit. Man, if I could get overcome by the spirit.
I've got that video. Hold on, let me play that real quick.
I haven't heard it yet. I've only read it. I want to hear this.
I don't care where you're sitting. You're going to get up and start dancing. My drink.
Sorry, it's my internet seems to be shot. I don't understand why. Come on, you just loaded. This is her defending it, you know? This is her saying it.
Where you're sitting, you're going to get up and start dancing. My drink
was on the table, and I was overcome by the spirit. That's what she says, you know? Hold on, I got it. It's all written right here. So the video, which actually, let me show you guys. Why isn't my internet loading? I really want you guys to see this video. All right, I'll describe it for you, all right? Oh, you guys can see it. All right. So this is the nightclub, right? That she's sitting in. Here's her dancing. Here's nobody wearing a mask anywhere around her. Literally no one is. There's no masks throughout this whole video. It's about a minute long, and it's her dancing for a minute long. And not only is she dancing, she's singing along. She's like, you could tell she's like fully into the song. And you know what? This is where they don't understand. Like, I'm happy that they're all dancing. Good. This is what it should be. You should be out dancing with no masks. Like, awesome. But let everyone dance with no masks, right? Don't say, you know, it's rules for thee, but not for me. Like, oh no, I had my drink right on the table. It was right there. I just started dancing. It's like, no, that's BS. You clearly were dancing along. All of your friends were around you dancing along. It's you guys are shoulder to shoulder in this. I mean, look at this. They're standing right next to each other. And is it going to play for me? No, it's not going to play. That's fine. I mean, these guys, it was good music. I get it. They're jamming, right? They're having a good time, listening to some music, dancing, like, awesome. That's good. But when you tell others that they can't do that, when you're forcing children, 2-3-year-olds, to wear masks, to go to school, to get on a plane, you're kicking them off the plane when they have asthma. Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, I covered that.
A little 2-year-old just got booted off of a plane because the child was having an asthma attack and the mom was trying to take the mask off to give, you know, what is the spray, you know, whatever it is, the inhaler, and they kicked him off the plane. a two-year-old, a three-year-old, whatever, a child, a little kid, dude. And then people see this. They see the greats, the elite. Excuse
that's
me.
That's just what I was about to say.
The yeah. elites. Oh, what about the 9/11? You know, the pictures of Nancy Pelosi chatting and AOC chatting, and they're just talking, no masks at all. And then all of a sudden, the photo op comes. They're all suddenly wearing masks. Huh? Wow. What about the Emmys?
Yep, no I was masks, just about to jump into that.
No masks at all. None. What is with this?
Yep, in the exact same great state of California. That's where the Emmys are, right? I think those happened like L.A. And then none of them had a mask. And the funniest thing was that yep. the staff and the attendees, the ones that were taking care of the stars, they had the masks on. Jump over to the Met Gala in New York. AOC showed up there with that big old tax the rich dress looking elegant and radiant. And she had her staffers with her holding the dress. They had their masks on. This is the ideal society for the elites, where the untouchables have to cover their face and cover their breathing. Meanwhile, the elites and the elegance and the radiance that are the people who are in control of this nation, like AOC and the other people at the Met Gala, they don't have to stress about it at all. They breathe free. Their air is acceptable. Their air is a gift upon those that are in the lower caste like ourselves.
And
that's
true.
I think that's the most clear statement through all of this, is that they see themselves as superior to all of us. There's no white supremacy, black supremacy. There's no racism. There's no sexism. It's us and them. Good versus evil. Elitists versus the people.
Thank you. Thank you, Chandler. You are a breath of fresh air. Did you hear that, everyone? He's absolutely right. It's not a race issue. It's a class issue. It's all of them sitting in their high castle looking down on the plebs, which is you and me and Chandler here, all of us. They don't care. They don't care. They don't want us to breathe their air. Cover your face. Oh, I don't want to breathe your dirty air. Oh, my goodness. How dare you breathe towards me? Turn away. That's what it feels like.
How dare you think your asthmatic child can breathe on the same plane that I own? No, that's not going to happen. I mean, we even had the Los Angeles County government coming out to say, oh, no, the Emmys, they were fine because it's performance and entertainment and media. But what about performances?
Wait, seriously?
Where, yeah. They came out and they said, yes, this is totally fine. We stand no by their choice to do this. It was the most hilarious thing ever to show that the government has no control and has no actual decency as far as the people.
I just got all blurry. Come on. Am I going to re-blur?
The elites are manipulating your camera. Your focus is not yours.
They're like,
get your dirty face out of focus. Oh, gosh.
How am I going to do this? Hold on. Do I have a sheet of paper? Hold on. No. Oh, there we go. That worked.
What? It didn't work for me.
Yeah, what? No, you're clear, though. You're clear.
I'm kind of clear.
Chandler, it's such a pleasure having you on the show, buddy.
It's always fun. I mean, I had people in my comments saying, hey, when's the next time you're going on Adam Krigler's show? When you're going on Adam's show, I was like, all right, I'll get it done. So
I got to come on your show sometime.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a show tonight at 8, but unfortunately, like I said, I've been kicked off of YouTube today, so I can't stream on my channel, so I'm going to be streaming on Rumble, I'm going to be on Twitter, I'm going to be on my backup YouTube channel, and I'm going to be on Twitch. So we're doing everything we can, but good old YouTube.
I'm going to be joining the Geeks and Gamers crew tonight with Eric July and the other Geeks and Gamer guys.
I was actually trying to work out how to join that, because I've been trying to game with Eric for a while. We were on the News and Why a few months back, and we met on there, and I was like, yeah, we got to play some Mario Kart sometime. And so
they play Sundays.
Yeah, they play awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
If you got to connect for me, pass that along, please.
I got the Switch. I actually have Mario Kart as well.
I'm gonna get you, Adam. I've been practicing. You won't beat me. I am a professional Mario Kart player.
All right, I've been playing a lot longer than you have, but keep thinking that. That's fine. Okay.
I've been playing since I was like 4. I played Mario Kart Wii back in the day.
How old are you again?
I'm 17.
I've been gaming for 30 years.
All right. I mean, you've got it, Adam. You've got it.
You want to keep talking? I do,
because I got you. And before people start saying like, oh, they're talking about gaming is culture too. Just like I'm jumping into music, we need to jump into gaming too. I mean, we saw last year when Call of Duty published Black Lives Matter banners, and we had all these companies making their profile pictures black. We have all of them coming out for all these different movements. I think some of them even were directly campaigning for Democrats. we need to take back this space because it's our space too. This is our nation too. This is our culture. I can tell you, I can list to you countless conservatives, countless, you know, Trump supporters, whatever brand you want to go under anymore, that are still standing by and are still want to be involved in the culture. If they want to get out there in the gaming scene, but they don't want to deal with all this Black Lives Matter woke stuff, then we have to all gather together and get out there on the field and say to each other that this is us. We're all in this. And speaking of us, I don't know where Adam went. He just made me a full screen on here, but I guess this is the Chandler Crump show now. How you guys doing? If you guys are in here, make sure you smash that like button like Adam always says. He jumps in my stream sometimes and says, smash that like button. And I know he's probably got that that Hulk fist around there somewhere with him. So we're going to wait for him to jump back on here. I don't know where he's at. Since we're all just here, how you guys doing in the chat? How you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing great. It's been a great Tuesday for me. Like I said, we're going to be going live on my backup YouTube channel, Rumble, Twitter, all those platforms.
There we go.
Tonight at 8. Okay, there you go. Adam's back.
Yo, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I took a minute to just plug all my stuff. Held down the fort for you.
You know what? I'm totally cool with that. You know, it's funny. I just got to make fun of myself again real quick. I wore gray again, and I have a gray background. Oh. This is the funny thing is because all my T-shirts are gray. And I made a gray background, so I like blend into my background. Yesterday, I actually wore a shirt that was very close. At least this is like a darker gray.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time. I used to have a black background on my videos, and then a lot of my shirts are black because I love the color black. And I'd just be a floating neck. It was hilarious.
That is pretty good. So anyway, yeah, sorry for that. I just want to make sure that I've got all my windows open still. All right. So I want to move forward, though. So we got that tonight, or this Thursday, or this Friday, rather, the Arizona audit is coming out. So all of the stuff, I don't know, have you been watching what's going on in Maricopa?
Yeah, I'm actually rather close to some of the people who are involved in that, so definitely keeping an eye on that.
Interesting. I want to know what you've got to say about it here. Maybe you can, oh my gosh, is this not going to load now?
If you want, you can send it to me, and then I can share from my side, if that's a little better.
I got it. Okay. This should work. All right. So this is from Breitbart. Now, Breitbart's rather on the right side of things, but they tend to follow more of a logical side of things, which I appreciate. Arizona State Senate to release Maricopa County election audit results on Friday. That's right. The report will be presented on the Senate floor and will be opened to the media. Although Arizona's election results were already certified 6 months ago, the Republican-controlled state Senate in Arizona undertook a full hand recount and review of the ballots and voting machines in Maricopa, the state's largest county. By subpoena, the state Senate took possession of 2.1 million ballots and nearly 400 election machines and turned them over to be audited by companies that include one whose CEO promoted debunked election fraud theories after the election. Now,
interesting to include CBS.
Yeah. So I did a couple. I mean, I've been very much interested in what's going on here. And did you hear about the ghost votes? So this was a few weeks ago. They had 100,000 ghost vote, 90,000 ghost votes where they had people registered to addresses. And they actually went to these addresses and said, hey, does this person live here? Who voted from this register? And they're just like, oh, just these two people. Oh, not this person. Nope, that person doesn't live here. There's no one by that name that lives here. And it's like, right. So there's
we had seen a lot of those that happened in Nevada as well. And they literally went to an address and it was just an empty lot.
Right.
It was Steven Crowder that did that. And there was like 20,000 or so votes that came from that empty lot.
One lot.
Insane. Mm-hmm. Yes, one empty lot.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
So I found this today and I couldn't believe it. I mean, this is new. I don't know if you guys have seen this. All right, check this out. This is RSBN.
Yes.
Nearly 400,000 voter IDs or identities processed in Arizona have no match with Social Security Administration. So they have no Social Security number. 400,000 voter identities. That's nuts. A shocking report from Arizona last week reveals that hundreds of thousands of new voter registrations had no match within the Social Security Administration's database. After the state recently cross-checked more than 673,000 voter applicant profiles with the Social Security Administration, it found that 393,000, or 58% of credentials, did not have matching records with the SSA. according to the Gateway Pundit. Here is
this can't be life.
I don't understand it anymore. It's nuts. Normally, the state of Arizona compares about 2,000 new voter identity applications with the SSA per month. That is until July 2021, where that number jumped to more than 70,000 per week. The trend dropped back down to several hundred on September 10th, the outlet reported. Arizona's weekly processing reportedly includes one of the highest non-match percentages in the country compared to the other states, staggering between 50 to 65%, where the average ratio throughout the rest of the country lies low between 15 and 25%, which, to be honest, is still too high.
That's what I was just about to say.
Right? It's still too high. 15 to 25% is still too much. Like, that
to the government.
Should be under 5%. Like, we should, the people who should be voting are, should be legal citizens, people that have, are legal and documented and are actually American citizens, that we know who they are and that they're not double voting or dead voting or like whatever the crazy, crazy things that we've seen over the past, man, almost a year now. It's crazy. It's been almost a year. Can you believe that? September.
I don't want to believe it, but we, unfortunately, it's true.
Dude, I'm not even shocked about this. All right. This isn't even new. And then they actually referenced the shocking revolution comes as a combination to the 269,000 lost and ghost votes that were discovered within Maricopa County alone. Irregularities that could have potentially shifted the electoral results within Arizona. The full release of the audit report findings is expected September 24th. Let me remind everybody, the state of Arizona was given to Biden by only 10,000 votes. 10,000 votes. Now, here we have 400,000 that were not even registered to a social security number. We have almost 300,000 that are lost or ghost votes. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. And those lost votes. That means it was like almost 200,000 votes that just weren't delivered. They just didn't show up. Just weren't counted.
Wow.
What? 200,000 votes that weren't counted? How is that a thing? How are we letting that go?
How are we counting votes from addresses and people that appear to not even exist, but we are not counting votes that come from actual people?
Yes.
This doesn't make sense.
I mean, if that was one of my votes, I would be so pissed off.
Yeah.
I would be livid. I'm like, I would demand that I get my vote. I want my vote. In fact, I checked and my vote counted. All right. I was able to check you because in Arizona, you can actually go to the Arizona voting website and see if your count voted.
Yeah, Adam, that reminds me. Didn't you fly to Arizona to vote, or am I thinking of somebody else?
That was me, man.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing a little bit about
1,700 miles I flew just to vote. Because I wanted to make sure that my vote counted.
That's it.
You know, I wanted to make sure that I flew for a reason. You know, I voted. I went in there and I proudly filled in Donald Trump. I voted for him and I would do it again. And I think that he won. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that he did. I'm just saying I think he did. All right, YouTube. My goodness. I just...
This world
we live in, right? Jeez, Chandler.
Don't get me started again. I gotta save some of it for my show. You saw something rare back there. I've never gotten that emotional on stream before, period.
I don't blame your anger though. That anger that you felt there, dude. I mean, it is justified. It's justified, that anger. And I love that. I not that I love that you're angry. I love that you're that passionate, and I want more people to realize that you are right. We shouldn't have to censor ourselves because I will lose my channel. Like, this sucks because, like, I mean, Nicki Minaj, like, I haven't talked about her yet, but that whole thing is a whole nother situation. She was asking questions. She didn't say to get it or not. She said, ask questions. Make sure.
She said, pray on it.
Pray on it, you know, like, whatever that means to you. But she was, you know, it's like, man, it's just.
Yep, and then journalists started coming for her family in Trinidad. She had to do what she had to do. She had to name drop the journalists, drop their phones, whatever it is, and they called it doxing or whatever. But the journalists literally said, if you don't let us come to you, they're going to find you. We're going to give them your information, and they're going to track you down until we get
We're going to dox you if you don't talk to us. All right, well, I'll just dox you. Like, whoa, dare you do that?
This is unacceptable, Nikki.
My goodness. What the heck? How dare this person blow up my spot like that? Oh. The nerve. Dude, it is absolute crazy, man. Mm-mm-mm. It's crazy. The world we live in right now, huh?
Just what I was about to say. The world we live in, the world I'm going to live in, the world your children, grandchildren, whatever it may be, are going to live in.
Yep.
That's the most upsetting thing. But like I said, with those other nations, they're standing up. They're fighting for what they believe in. We have to do the same thing. And we've done it before, and we need to keep moving.
I agree with that 100%. We have to stand up. Yep. We have to. Why does it keep asking me to verify? I'm trying to get to the super chats right now, and YouTube's like, I don't know who you are, and I'm like, my goodness, I'm live right now. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I hate is the humanity checks. I'm so bad at them, and I don't know if it means I'm stupid or if I'm just not a human. But it's so difficult to pick out like the tractor. Pick out the tractor in these images. But you know what I can pick out is a Fed in a crowd. You saw that image where it says like select all circles that feature a Fed, and mm-hmm. It was like the guys at the rally the other day. It's hilarious.
I got a live picture of. Let me show you guys. So last Saturday, if those who don't know, it was a Justice for January 6th. I think they called it January 6th rally that nobody went to. Nobody was interested in going. Trump came out and said, that's a trap, don't go. Everyone was like, yeah, that's a trap, don't go. And nobody went except the feds. And they even arrested themselves.
I did hear about
I'm that. Not even joking. I have a picture. Hold on, let me find it real quick.
They should have a secret code, like a call sign, like, hey man, I'm on your side, don't arrest me, bro.
They straight up arrested themselves. Look, here's a live picture that I found. Directly from the event. This is from DC that day. And then, of course, this is the real picture of the U.S. Capitol Police arresting an undercover agent because he was armed. That's right. The only thing that happened was they arrested other cops because they were trying to honeypot and probably blame, have themselves another freaking thing. Because
shows you how competent our people are. Like, look at that. And when I say our people, I mean like our agencies, apparently, that are supposed to be ours, that serve and protect the Constitution and the people of this nation. Sure. They're not doing a great job.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. But you say our people, I'm thinking like you and me, the American patriots actually love this country, or as it's called now, pure-blooded yes. Americans.
somebody said that on my stream yesterday. I was like, that's a good one. That's a good mm-hmm. one.
Yeah, it's been going around, and I like it. I'm not going to lie. I think it's kind of cool. I mean,
might have to make a song called Pure Blood now that I'm
thinking about it. But at the same time, though, we have to be careful, though, not to give in to this whole, you're different than me, because...
Yeah. I've said that too.
I there was a meme the other day that I read, and I was like, that's so sad how true that this meme is. And it's a couple kids, I don't know, teenagers, right, sitting on a couch crying, or like looking desperate almost. And they're saying, it's like the unvaccinated watching seeing if the vaccinated are going to die. Like, I'm not saying anything other than just this meme, right? And then it showed like a bunch of people cheering, jumping up for joy. And it's like the opposite, because they're almost cheering it. Like, they wanted Joe Rogan. They were like bummed that he like recovered so quickly. And that's what they focused on. Oh, he took horse pace. And it's like, you're not talking about the fact that he beat it in 3 days because he's healthy. Like, why is that not the main subject?
Yeah, and they had to edit his videos to make him look sicker too. They had to add like a green filter and like change the color temperature. It's sick what they do.
Yeah, what is up with that? It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
dude, I'm so sick of this stuff. It's crazy.
I mean, it's fear. That's all it is. It's division and fear to the highest degree, and all these different people have gone through it. I mean, you look at what Dr. A. Fauci was saying in 2019. He was saying that masks are nothing but a paranoid tool, and that the best way to prevent against some sort of infectious or virus or anything like that, a disease.
Whoa, Chandler, whoa. That is medical misinformation now. It wasn't then.
It wasn't when he said it.
Hey, but hey, that is medical misinformation, Chandler, and I will not have that on my channel, all right?
He will not have it.
I am not a doctor. Chandler is not a doctor, and neither is Fauci. I mean, I don't even know if he is or not. Do you believe it? I mean...
Hey, I mean, there's Dr. Jill Biden.
The stuff that I know about Fauci and his wife and the connections that they have with Wuhan and how Pfizer owns the blood thinner medicine and how they also own the medicine for the myocardiology or
myocarditis.
The medicine that they use for that is also owned by Pfizer. And it's like all three of those medicines are going up in price and their stocks are doing really well. And it's like, wow. I mean,
elites versus the people, good versus evil. That's a rhyme right there.
I'm just saying, you know, or I'm just not saying. I'm not saying that, YouTube.
He's not saying nothing.
I'm not saying it. Chandler's not saying it. We are not medical professionals. All right, let's get into some super chats.
There you go.
Chandler, it's always great to have you on the show, buddy.
Thank you. Right. Yeah.
Robert Wiles starts it off, says, I hope this makes Betty smile and Diana Francisco smile. I'm doing better tonight. Thanks for all the love and kindness. Can't wait to see my great nephew. Oh, that's great, Robert. Awesome. He continues, actually, says, hey, Adam, I fear our world is at a tipping point. Don't know if this is for the better or the worse with everything going. Be blessed, everyone. I mean, you're right. It is at a tipping point. We are very, very much at this crossroads of will the population stand up or will we become slaves?
Oh, gosh.
I hate to put it so bluntly, but it's like... It's almost, I mean, that's like what they want. They want to control everyone. And that's what it is. Yeah, I'm sorry.
They're rolling back the clock because we finally reached the peak in like 2008. We had a black president. We had everything. And then they started to bring it back down. And so now we have segregation again.
It peaked long before that, man. It peaked in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, well, I never lived to experience that. But I can imagine it was amazing.
It was, dude. I mean, I grew up where people actually listened to the words Martin Luther King said instead of just using him as a symbol, because he actually said not to judge people on the color of their skin, but the characteristics of the person they are. Yeah, the content of their character. And it's like, mm-hmm. That's what I was raised on. Mm-hmm. And I had friends of all skin colors, and I still do. And it's like the whole race conversation, it's like, dude, Martin Luther King would be rolling in his grave at these people. Like, how dare they? They're putting it at the forefront. They're victimizing themselves and manipulating the masses with it. It's like they are, man, it is a shame what they're doing.
It's a shame. I mean, like I was saying, bringing back the segregation, I literally saw, oh God, I was on my stream and I was like, this is insane. Because what they said is that we will have something like, we will have separate but equal facilities for this group of people and this group of people. I was like, dude, we had a whole Supreme Court case for this. I was learning about this in middle school like 2 years ago, the whole separate versus equal thing. There was a Supreme Court case about this Plessy versus Ferguson.
Yes.
Have we forgotten?
Mm-hmm.
Have we forgotten? Or when we started taking down the statues, did history begin the process of repeating itself? Because we're bringing back separate versus separate but equal. What else is next? Like,
dude,
you said,
I know.
Slavery next?
I mean, what's the next logical thing to happen? Yeah.
I don't know. I think the next logical thing to happen, unfortunately, is something that happened at the same time as slavery, which would be a civil war. And I don't like calling upon for violence or anything like that. And I think, if anything, we need a peaceful divorce, as many people have said. But we're at a crossroads. And, you know, we've said many times during the stream that we've seen the Australian and London and all these different people rising up. It's not that we think it's not going to happen in the United States. It's we're scared what's going to happen when it does, because we know that when the American people rise, they rise with force. They rise with energy. They rise with their souls and with their spirits.
Yep.
And when that happens, no one's going to stand in our way. So we just have to wonder what's going to be left of America.
True.
This next
super chat you'll like. This is from Sectus Gaming. What's good, Sectus?
Like,
how you doing, man? Yo, You're having one of the most base youngins on nowadays. nice technique. Godspeed, Adam, Crump, and chat. Also, add another role, I believe, in the 69. All right, we're going to make it, what is it, 21 now? I will eventually, so I'm traveling now. I'm actually not at my house, and I'll be traveling for a little while. Unfortunately, I'm going to be doing a little bit of a tour, going on other people's shows. I'll announce what that is eventually once it gets finalized, but it's happening soon. Vash says, this is why you don't lock down. Pretty hard to find the will or time to protest when you are occupied with work. I mean, all those people aren't working. Well, what else do they have to do? And they're marching again right now. Australia is rising up. They are fed up. Fantastic Mr. Knox from Australia says, I've been watching the protest in my city of Melbourne. The elites and media are accusing the protesters as the neo-Nazis and far rights. F mainstream media. Yeah, they're trying to make everyone think that that's what it's about. No, it's about you elites having the control. It's because people are fed up with you. Mainstream media, they're fed up with you, elites. Same Joe Biden, Australian government, the premiers, whatever those
the oligarchs of the world, the great globalist empire.
Basically, yep. Johnny Bunn says, whips on the border is just another divide between rural and city people. Why is the media so quick to speak about something they don't know? Why do people choose to not do a simple Google search? The rope is completely different. Well, it's the reins. They're the reins of a horse. They're not whipping people with whips. It's insane. Yeah. That was a $20 super chat, by the way. Thank you very much, Johnny, for that support. And you're right. It's crazy, man. People are just, they don't care. What they focus on is rage. I need to get people rage. Oh, let me just tell everyone that they're getting whipped. With whips. They're using whips. How dare them? That's the slave drivers. They're whipping people. It's like, oh my gosh.
And then you have all your mainstream politicians like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, AOC, and all them say, we are absolutely disgusted by the things we are seeing on the southern border. I am calling on the White House. I am calling on the federal government to investigate this.
Right.
I all I'm saying is that we had a very simple solution to this a few years ago, and it was a great, big, beautiful wall. But Joe R. Biden has gone to that wall and said, I got hairy legs, and he broke it right open. And
I
said,
got hairy legs.
Come on in and feel my hairy legs. And that's what they're doing. Rub my leg down. People on my stream love my Joe Biden impression. It's the best thing because I'm just like, you know, I got hairy legs. And they're just like, it's Chandler. It's the most accurate Biden impression they've ever heard, period.
Oh, I just had a super chat jump. All right, give me a second.
Yep.
Not Tim says, Chandler, you're wrong. That is from Not Tim.
You know, I'd actually be honored to hear that, I bet.
Sparky says, colds have led to deadly pneumonia in elderly and immunocompromised throughout human history. Globalists tracked and hyped a cold and stopped the world. I'm going to just leave it at that and not comment on that. That was just a super chat. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, we shouldn't be banning speech and opinions just because a few softies don't like it. I agree. Jonathan Duger says, with a $10 super chat, hate speech is a made-up term like an assault weapon. You know what? You're right. You know what? It's true. I mean, hate speech really is like, what is hate speech? You know, it's like, I grew up in an era where it was like sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can never hurt me. It's like, if you let other people hurt you with words, that's more on you than them. I mean, you're giving them the power, right? So, I mean, really, hate speech in itself is
weakness.
Yeah. Weakness. It's a good way of putting it. It's true. I mean, there is the difference between speech that you hate and hate speech. Is there really a difference?
Yeah, you know? I was just about to say. I mean, it's the exact same thing. If you hate what somebody is saying, you think it's hate speech. You're just afraid. You're just weak because you let whatever they say and whatever they believe impact you in such a way that you collapse.
Right.
It's insane.
That's a good point. Veiled Maid says masks also allow for movement without facial recognition, being able to tag bad guys, former surveillance specialist. It's annoying. That's interesting. Yeah, yeah,
what about the deaf kids? They can't read lips over a mask. It has a lot of different applications now.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's another good point. Jake Dog says, you are here, not on today. Two strikes already. Did they really get two strikes already?
No. No,
you know what? I mean, have you watched Elijah at all?
Yeah. I know Elijah.
If you guys, know Elijah Schaefer, it's not really surprising.
No.
That sucks though, because I wanted to. Never mind. I'm not gonna. Anyway. Some things maybe might be happening. But that means they'll be off for 2 weeks. Dang, that's crazy. Because the second strike is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mr. Squiggle says, Adam, you look different. Do I? Is it the hair?
Ooh.
Is it the hair? Is it the glasses? Is it the beard? I definitely look different. I agree. I tend to, I'm almost like a chameleon. I went from like raggedy looking hippie dude to now I'm kind of, I don't even know how I would describe myself now. I just feel like a.
You look like a villain from like a low grade movie in like 2016 or so.
Okay.
Probably made by like a B team of DreamWorks or something like
what,
that.
Why a villain? Specific,
but
why a villain though?
The hair, like the scraggly hair, like that's a villain trait, and you've kind of got like a villain.
Is
a
it scraggly?
Mug.
What do you mean villainous mug? What? What are you talking about?
Like hold a on. Very a sharp. Yeah.
Still.
Yes. Definitely.
Wait. Why? Yeah. What? I'm not a villain.
I mean, you're not a villain, but like you look like you could play a villain. Definitely.
And wait. Did you say low grade villain? What?
Yeah, because like a villain in like a triple A cartoon movie, like the villain would be very unique. You look like a villain, which is not what a villain should look
now
like.
Now you're calling me generic villain? Jeez, dude.
yes.
What is going on, dude? All right, well, that's the show with Chandler, anybody. Thank you very much for joining on. He will not be coming on ever again. Just kidding, Jeff.
Censored by Adam Krigler.
Right. How about that? How about them apples?
I guess you don't like my speech. It's hate speech.
hate speech. Oh, that's funny. Mr. Knox with a $10 super chat says, last night, New South Wales allowed construction workers back to work without mandates. And whether being vaxxed or not after seeing what happened in Melbourne. Every day. That's part of the super chat, but that is what they're doing. And I have a feeling these people are going to be out there every day until it ends. And there is thousands of people. Thousands and thousands. Those guys can't arrest thousands of people.
Nope.
It's impossible. Yo, there's way too many people. All right, we caught up to the super chats. Here we go. Right outside the narrative. What's good, buddy? This Chandler guy is great. Thanks for having him on.
Thank you so much, man.
Right on.
Thank you for supporting Adam Krigler too.
Oh, thanks, dude. Bird Gang says DC cops arrest Glowy for being amongst us.
Oh, so geez. True.
And then I don't have the picture pulled up of like there's this picture that's going around and it's like six or seven guys all standing there wearing the same kind of glasses with the same kind of haircut with the same kind of shirt with the same kind of shorts all just kind of looking like they're ready to arrest somebody but supposedly they were the MAGAs that were showing up to this march.
They all had the exact same watch too. That's the most defining
thing. I didn't even notice that.
It's like a Samsung Gear or something, but it's easily moddable to work with whatever government phone or whatever government network they've got going on. General Millie wears the exact same watch. They are feds. They are feds. If you couldn't tell by everything else, they all wore the exact same watch.
Yeah. The Last Crow says, in my last video, I said that the jab. I don't even know if I can say it. He says that the Last Crow was saying that it doesn't work. I'm not saying it. I'm just reading his super chat and his video because that dude, that's right there is spicy. I can't say that. Yeah. Come on, I can't even say that you said it. It's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know if the YouTube bots are even gonna like that you're quoting. I don't think they really understand that.
Well, that's why I kind of like broke it into a bunch of different things. I waited a little bit to say that it's like he said that it wasn't blah, 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 blah. So anyway, hey, I'm going to roll the die. You guys know the deal. I've rolled it. Chan, do you want to guess? 1
Three.
Through 20.
Oh, all 1 right. through 20? What, hold on. 13.
Okay. It is not 13. Okay. But I have rolled the die. Good luck, everyone. This is from Sejong. Democrats. Holy crap. It's a $50 super chat from Sejong. Wow. Thank you so much. And this is actually a roll for coffee. So I'm just going to make this roll be it. Everyone's guessing. I'm going to be watching the numbers real quick because it's a... All right, I got the winner. I got the winner. Sejong says, Democrats created separate but equal. The FBI can stage a gigantic false terror threat against Whitmer, but can't watch a jerk who murdered, allegedly, his fiance. These aren't whips. They're split reins. And why can't we get along over a bag of coffee? All right. So we've got a winner. It's James Young. James Young, congratulations. You guessed it. 16 is the number. Now, this is sponsored by Sejong the Great. This is an actual giveaway for a bag of coffee. Congratulations. All you got to do is email me at thekrigglershow@gmail.com. Go to Krigler Coffee and pick out the coffee that you'd like, and we'll send you a bag of coffee. If you are not in the States, unfortunately, we can't ship internationally. Because of that, we're just going to donate to a good cause. 22 until none. So let me just write this down. And Chandler, if you guessed it, I would have given you, you know, you would have gotten the coffee.
Yeah, I'm not much of a coffee person, but I think the bag would be a treat enough. I'd probably like set it up in my set or something. Krigler Coffee represent.
Well, you could get the mug. I have an awesome mug, actually.
I do like mugs.
Yeah. Sectus Gaming with another super chat says, loved seeing you on Nick Rakita's show a few days ago. I actually joined him last night as well. I love crashing Nick Rakita's show. It's so much fun. The better half of TimCast with the King Grifter, match made in red pilled. Much love. Thank you, Sectus. Yeah, do you know who Nick Rakita is?
No, it sounds lightly familiar, but no.
He is a YouTube lawyer slash YouTuber. He goes on Twitch sometimes and plays games and watches movies too. But it is so fun. Yeah. Oh, Nuclear, were you in chat last night? I think I saw you over there in Rakita's stream. Or I saw somebody. Was that you, Nuclear? I don't know. I remember. It was really fun. I have a lot of fun over there. I don't swear on my show, but I swear on his show. And I kind of snapped a little last night. We were just making fun of some people, someone that I used to work with. It was fun. Anyway, Commander, message retracted, but thank you for that super chat. I appreciate you. Jonathan Duger with a $10 super chat says, Chandler, the feds are protecting the Constitution. Why do you think they're arresting themselves? Heyo.
Oh, I'm gonna use that. Who was that? Who said that one?
That was Jonathan Duger. That was a good one.
Shout out to Jonathan Duger. I am using that one tonight. I love that.
That's
how they keep their oath. That's how they keep their oath. Put the handcuffs on themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's funny. That's a good one. Johnny Buns with the $10 super chat says, all this speak restriction just reminds me of Harry Potter. I guess we can refer to it as Voldemort. All right. Breaking news, everyone.
Breaking.
I have never seen Harry Potter. I've never seen Harry Potter.
Breaking news, everyone, times two. I have never seen Harry Potter nor read Harry Potter. I know nothing. Yes.
So awesome. I'm not alone here.
For once.
Dude, I just saw this on my locals page. I got to show you guys. This is absolutely bonkers.
Really?
A pair caught trying to smuggle large KFC order to locked down Auckland. That's right. Two men got arrested for bringing food to people.
Why? Dude, why? What cops sat there and like took a picture of the food on his hood and said, yeah, this is amazing. I'm going to share this. I am serving my people to protect and serve, not fried chicken, but the justice beat down, the long arm of the law. You will not get your mashed potatoes. You will not get your potato wedges, and you will not enjoy those seven secret spices because you, sir, are going to spend your night in the local jail.
This is the biggest bust of my life.
This is the bust of my career. I'm going to become a detective after this one.
I'm getting a promotion for this guy. Yeah, look at this. Just make sure you give the boss one of the bags of fried chicken.
Oh, man, I'm getting peckish now.
All right, guys, that was my show. Chandler, it's always a pleasure to have you on, man.
It's great to be here. We have fun here.
Everyone, go check out Chandler. Are you going live in a couple hours?
I'm going live in 20 minutes.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So he's going live in 20 minutes over on his channel. You could find him down below in all of his different links.
There because I just got kicked off. So you'll have to go into the channel section and then click Chandler Crump backup. Okay. Or if you prefer to be somewhere where I won't get kicked off, I'll also be on Rumble. I'll be on Facebook and I'll be on Twitch and Twitter.
Awesome. And I will be joining the Geeks and Gamers squad tonight over on their YouTube channel. I don't know if you guys know or are familiar with Geeks and Gamers, but I'll be joining them. We got Eric July that's joining us as well. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. I'm not exactly sure. I know it's going to be the usual Geeks and Gamers crew. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, we're going to have... Let me see who's joining us. Nerdrotics joining us. That's cool. Eric July, Ryan Kinnell. And then it's going to be great. So I'll see you guys over there. And I'm going to go get myself some food. Chandler, I'll see you next time, buddy. All right. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for the Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.